Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. I'm so excited you're here. We're going to feel good right now. We're going to do something different. We're going to get excited. We're going to get crazy. Let's go. Feel good. Come on, let's do it. What are you waiting for? You gotta live, it doesn't matter who you are.
Come on!
That's it, I like it. I love it. Welcome to Believe. Welcome everybody, I'm so excited you are here. I'm so happy to be here. That was fun. You got to have fun. You got to live. We're all trying to achieve success. We're going to help you today in the categories of money and business, in the category of true success. We're going to get right into it. I am so happy you're here. Man, on YouTube, you're going to love that. Believe loves you. That's youtube.com/believeloves you. You're going to see a video of me. It's going to be pretty amusing. I hope you get wild. I hope you get wild. I hope you get crazy. Believe.love is the website. Check it out. BelieveiTunes.com to get all our audio. BelieveAndroid.com if you have an Android phone. I am so happy you're here. I'm honored you're with me. So let's get right into it. We've got a contest going, BelieveContest.com. BelieveContest.com. You can win a $250 gift card. And we had a caller call in. And that's all you have to do. You ask your questions, the best one wins, and the first contest is ending soon. And we had a caller call in with a great question, our first caller. And I want to play that now. This is going to really help you in the category of true success. Let's listen to their question. I thought it was really a great question.
Hi. Number one, I love the name you chose for your outfit. And my question to you is, it seems a bit complicated, but how do you get so many different ideas and advices to people who want to either grow their businesses or try to make things turn around if they're not going well? My name is Grace Cuccinello, C-U-C-C-I-N-E-L-L-O. I'm at Bronx, New York, 10465. My email address is online.net. Thank you. I will be listening to your broadcast to see if I can find anything useful. I hope it works out. Have a good look and a blessed year.
That's okay. We're not going to play her address on the air, but Grace, that's a great question. She says she's from the Bronx, New York. That is a great question. So it's really about how is everything connected? We're talking about true success. How is all of this connected in terms of advice about health and wellness, advice about not just advice, but options, because really what I'm doing is just presenting options to you. You're ultimately the one that decides what resonates with you, and I just present options to everybody. Some things that have come to me that have become more apparent, because new things come to me all the time as well. So whatever resonates with you in these different categories, that actually can, it all can come together to help you have true success. So if we're talking about our categories at Believe, we're talking about true success, money and business, health and wellness, world news, and our universe. And actually, that's a really great question, Grace, because it all fits together. Understanding is the key to success. Understanding ourselves, I have to continue to do that all the time. Understand my challenges and understand the challenges of the world and other people's perspectives, understand our strange reactions, understand what we can do when we lose everything, that might be a gift. And actually, we can thank those people that we thought we should hate for allowing us the opportunity for growth. And that is easier said than done sometimes. I know that for sure. I know that firsthand. And so, Grace, what I would say is I've definitely had times where I've lost everything. What's really important is just understanding and becoming more aware. And it sounds a little bit strange, like, what does that mean, becoming more aware? And it's simply that. It's simply that. Remember, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, not necessarily the other way around. That's what's come to me, at least. So everything that's happening in the world and everybody is spiritual just by existing. All of those things that people do and we do and the world, what happens in the world, it's all sort of information. And remember, a lot of things that are quote unquote real, we can't probably see. For example, a dog can't see color necessarily, so is color real? It does exist. What can you come in contact with that you can't see that can help you? What's within you? Where are those feelings inside of you holding you back? Are they in your stomach? Are they in your heart, your throat, your forehead, your crown? Where are they? The base part of your spine? Are they in your lower body? And you can just become aware of the tension in yourself. I have it at different spots. It's kind of unexplainable. Sometimes I wake up and there's a different spot. It's like, man, this is tense. What's going on? Why am I tense? So all of this coming together is what can really make you rich, not only in terms of money, but in terms of life, in terms of understanding people, understanding why they do or don't do things, why we do or do not do things, why we don't pay attention to things, why we're not aware. For example, if you decide that you want to become more aware, you're going to notice things about business more that you may not have paid attention to before. You're going to think, oh, well, I want to open a store on this street. And then you might think, after we could become more aware of ourselves and everything around us, you may start to realize, well, this street, the store wouldn't be profitable. I thought it would be, but I wasn't paying attention maybe to the whole picture, right? And we're all gaining a bigger idea of the whole picture, myself included, by far. And in 5 years, you're going to have a much greater idea of the entire picture than you did today, and so will I, and so will all of us. And so that's the beauty in it, that it's all connected. It's all connected. So we can start to think about why we are taught what we're taught. We're taught how to behave, how to think of different things, how to think of what's possible for us, what's possible for certain people that are a certain color or born in a certain area. All those things, is that real? Or is that just something that appears to be real because that's the way it's been for our family and people before us? And it's just about awareness. And so all of these categories are just opportunities to possibly become aware of things that may be true. And the truth is, it all may be true, including things that I don't know about or other perspectives that I'm not presenting or this channel or network is not presenting, that you find out. And you find your own truth by relaxing and becoming more aware. And it can be gradual. It doesn't have to be where you hear something I say and you immediately do it or you don't. And then if you don't, you failed. It can be something sort of a wave going up where there, you know, you become aware, you have some challenges and you just keep gradually becoming more aware. And so you're working your way towards success. You're working your way gradually towards success. And I want you to believe in yourself, Grace. I want you to believe in yourself. I mean, you took the time to go to believecontest.com and you submitted your question. You called the phone number after you submit your email and your name, iTunes or YouTube name. You get a phone number just for this contest. You took the time out. You were really motivated. Believe in yourself. That's the whole nature of why I did this. And, you know, you believing in yourself is actually what allows me to believe in myself. Just one person. It seems silly. There's something called the law of one. And if you research it online, the law of one, you're going to find a text website that's really old school. And it's just sort of an unbiased bunch of information that came to somebody and they never really tried to sell it or make it a religion. And it's just an option. It's a possibility that happens to resonate a lot with me. But in the law of one, it's sort of like you help one person, you're helping yourself, you're helping everybody, because everything's connected. All points in space and time are connected. That's actually been proven by physicists. And so we're all one, even if it doesn't feel like it. And trust me, just saying this to you makes me think back about different times in the past 2 days where I didn't feel connected to everybody. I had some things that were challenging. We all do almost every day, but they slowly, you know what? I handled it better. I handled it better. And I have you to thank, Grace, and everybody watching this that might be helped. I have you to thank for that because it reminds me, I've been gradually improving, but it reminds me to just a little bit, be softer a little bit, maybe give a little explanation about our strange tendencies to other people, right? If we react in ways that are based on our past experiences of people being a certain way to us and we explain it, you know, and then people are like, okay, well, I understand that. And it takes the edge off a little bit. And so just being aware of ourselves is okay. It's not a weakness. It's not a weakness to be aware of ourselves. It's a strength. And sometimes we want to discount things and say, you know what, that sounds great, but that person has problems. I'm okay. We're all human. We're all human. And everything happening in the world is probably all of our responsibility. It's not necessarily separate. And that includes me. And that's why I'm doing this. And I can get better. I can improve a lot. I can definitely improve a lot. So as we pay attention, we figure out what quality is. So we figure out what people think quality is, what their perception of quality is, so that we can produce better quality and more of what other people want simply by becoming more aware. And it's a really amazing thing. And almost all of us watching this or listening to this, believeiTunes.com, you can listen to it, believeAndroid.com, you can download it on Android. Watching or listening on YouTube or wherever you are, almost all of us hearing this or seeing this are rich compared to probably hundreds of millions of people, right? So think about that. And I have to think about that more. I have to think about what more can I do? And I was raised in a certain way to think success and money and getting the most for myself and helping people at the same time by offering them good things. And then that was the goal. And it can be the goal. It's good. It's progressing us to a certain point. And we have to have a realistic view of the world and really, you know, why things haven't worked in the past in terms of maybe socialism in some cases, right? So it's not so simple just to say everybody should have everything be equal, and that's just going to be, it's not necessarily, it hasn't been that easy in the past, right? But awareness of all of this and harmonizing ourselves and others can not only make you successful in terms of having more money by paying attention being more reliable, being more peaceful in terms of being at peace with yourself and working through those tough things in yourself, those tough reactions. So you're more reliable, so you produce higher quality products or services, so you deliver what you say you're going to do all the time. You under-promise and over-deliver, which we're going to get into. And that's what true success is. That's what true success is. And actually, if you want to know the truth, we'll take a look at, on YouTube, you can see myself in Egypt here. And you'll see me in front of the Sphinx there, right? And the pyramids, I kind of went there and I thought that in 2000, I don't know, a couple years back, I went there and I thought, man, this is going to be great, like Indiana Jones. Like, it's just pyramids out in the desert somewhere, and that's what it is. It's like really, you know, calm and sort of like serene in a way, and probably the desert really hot, and it was really hot. But around the pyramids, it looks really, really tough. It's really actually unbelievably eye-opening. There's a Pizza Hut right across from the pyramids. It's a tall Pizza Hut, so it's not like we have in the United States. It's in a building. The guy actually that owns it is really nice. I think he goes back and forth from Amsterdam. He works there as well, but he's an Egyptian as well, but he's from Egypt, right? So he owns the Pizza Hut. There's a Japanese laser light show on the pyramids, I have to tell you, which is interesting. But you walk around the pyramids, and there's a wall, and there are people living in buildings that look like they, that don't look like, they're halfway destroyed. I mean, the wall's completely crumbling, halfway torn off, and it's unbelievably eye-opening. And you are rich. You are rich, whatever country you're in, wherever you are. We have people all over the world watching us and listening. And I'm really honored that you are. You spreading the word about this show is changing the world. That was a bit of a tongue twister, right? Spreading the word about this show is changing the world. It's not just me doing it, it's actually you, because without that, this message isn't, it wouldn't spread. And if we want to change the world, think about the messages we are spreading. And you doing that is actually what will change the world, to spread these links and tell people what you think. It's not only just about the guy and what I look like or if I have no hair or whatever. It actually has nothing to do with me. It's about you. So we're all rich. We're all rich. We have to remember that. And it sinks in, but it doesn't necessarily sink in immediately. It doesn't sink in immediately when you visit a place that's really, really tough and really, really rough. And you see these things, and you don't have to go far in the United States. I'm from Michigan originally. You can go to downtown Detroit and you can see it as well. And the Chinese people are actually really smart. They're buying up a lot of those houses in downtown Detroit, that property. And I think that's really smart. I think actually things are going to get better. So we're all rich, and what this makes you do, what this allows you to do eventually after things sink in and after you hear a message like this, is we start to assess ourselves. And it's something that we can't feel guilty. Half the problem with myself and half the problem sometimes is our guilt that we feel with ourselves for having strange reactions, because I've heard all kinds of stories because somebody's boyfriend wasn't faithful and they do a certain thing, or, I mean, we all have stories as to why we react in odd ways at various times. Every single person does it, and it's all based on different things, and it could be publicly or privately, but all of us have that. So, but we can assess ourselves and what quality is. We're going to get into that in the next segment. And you start to assess our feelings gradually. and be brave enough to look inside, and you help me to be brave to do that, because we don't necessarily see it as a positive thing. We see it as a frightening thing, and that everybody else should do what we think, and that would make everything easier, probably. Or that you're doing the best you can, and people are mean and they don't understand. Well, both of those are a little bit, there's room for growth in both of them, and I definitely can grow more personally. So it applies to me as well. So we can't be afraid to make errors, but we can become more aware of ourselves and start to understand the full picture of what's possible and not be afraid to think about it. Because I think that is the key element to why we limit ourselves. And I think if we're talking about success and money and true success, which is why we're here on this planet, we're talking about looking inside of ourselves and harmonizing ourselves and the world and helping each other to do that. And it can be tough. So we do it in whatever way we can, and we forgive ourselves and we forgive others. And I can do that more. And just me saying that now helps me to forgive others right now. I mean, really, really do it. I have to do it right now. Actually, there's a specific case of something where I feel like our company got a little bit less than what we paid for. And I'm thinking of those people, and I'm actually sending forgiveness and to them, even if they don't know that I'm doing it, right? And I'm thankful for what they're showing me to continue to progress. And I think it's okay to say things maybe aren't so fair. And we may have to say it strongly sometimes, right? So we do the best we can. And that's the bottom line. We do the best we can, and we try to forgive ourselves and forgive others. And remember, after survival, if you're surviving, because it's always easier to talk about money when you have it, right? And everybody could move to a cheaper place, including me. So I've had to do that before. Within the past 6-7 years, you know, I had to do that. And we can make it easier to survive. But after survival, the truth is that it's all gravy after that. After survival, it's ultimately, you're probably playing a game against yourself. We all are playing a game against ourselves. We talk about the governments and we talk about the world, and the truth is, when we forgive everybody, we forgive ourselves, this back and forth that we're doing, it might slow down and allow us to transcend into something else. But it doesn't take ignoring it. You can't ignore it to have real success. We have to pay attention, including when I say that, not that I'm right and everything else is wrong, that I'm just, none of us know that much. I'm just presenting things that are coming to me, and that's what we're going to do on this show. And we're going to do the best we can and continue to learn as well and be open to learning. And sometimes it's tough when people have different views. It's even tough for me. I'm not even having the show about that. it's not going to be, nothing is perfect. We all have a perspective. We're all human. We're all handling things the best we can. And we try to grow gradually. And after survival, it's all gravy after that. Because I've been around the world. Wherever you go, there you are. Wherever you go, there you are. I know that firsthand. You can go everywhere and see everything and have freedom and do everything that you wanted to do. And I don't know, give your family the best, get your kids into the best schools, and maybe those schools aren't teaching them everything, right? You can do everything you want to do, but then what's left? And that's when we look at ourselves, and it's something I have to continue to do. Become more aware. And that could be why we're here, to do that. So I think that will really help. So thank you, Grace. You can go to believecontest.com. It's really easy. You can win a $250 gift card. There's actually nothing to buy. You can be anywhere in the world to do that. I think the gift cards we give away, the type varies. So you want to make sure the store that or what the gift card is from applies to wherever you are in the world. But believecontest.com. And just read it carefully. And the instructions are pretty clear. It's really easy. And you go there and you submit your questions via phone or WhatsApp. And it's really awesome. So thank you, Grace. That's our first question ever from a caller on this show from New York, the Bronx, I believe, right? The Bronx. So a big shout out to the Bronx. And we're going to get into something really amazing now in the category of money and business. I'm so honored to bring this to you, especially people trying in the spirit. Our last segment, we had a caller, Grace from the Bronx. In the spirit of that, in the spirit of a new beginning, of a better beginning, we can build a business. But in this segment also, we're going to talk about 7 easy steps to getting a better job and more clients. And I think it's really going to help you. And I've hired over 100 people. It could be a couple hundred, but it's definitely over 100 over a 12-year span. People, companies, independent contractors, people doing really small jobs. I've looked at literally thousands of job submissions. Excuse me, thousands of resumes. People submitting their resume and their cover letter and things for a job. And I've spent 7 figures on services and jobs and hiring people. So I have a lot of experience with this, and I'm going to help you with some easy steps to both getting a better job and or getting more clients. And actually, the principles apply to both. So these 7 easy steps apply whether you have your own business and you're providing a service and you want to get more clients, or whether you're trying to get a better job, or whether you're trying to get more clients within that job. So it applies to both if we listen carefully. They're easy steps, but actually, if you don't do them, if you don't pay close attention to every detail, they're not so easy. But I know that this is going to really help you, because this is from over a decade of experience hiring people. So I'm really excited to bring this to you. So what we want to do, the first thing we want to do when we're trying to get a better job or trying to get more clients, and I can't emphasize this enough. Again, these are easy steps only if we listen to every detail. And it's something I can do a better job over and over in my business. And everything I do, I have to pay attention more and improve myself as well. So it applies to me as well. But I think this can really help you to get a better job and improve your life and get more clients. It's the first thing to do, number one, step one, understand what quality is to them, not you. Understand that what we might think is good isn't necessarily good to other people. The more information you get on what quality is to them, the better. By analyzing their website or what their job posting says or their additional jobs posted, what their company mission is. And also, you want to understand what quality is in the industry you're in. So if you're a web designer, whether you want to get a better job as a web designer, you want to go to Silicon Valley and try to get one of those jobs where they pay a lot of money every year for a great web designer, what exactly does quality mean industry-wide? So you would Google great groundbreaking web designs 2016 or some equivalent of that. You would Google that and get some examples of what other people are saying, hey, this is mind-blowing. And by the way, some of those examples will be good and some of them will be very different than the others. Some of the good examples other people might not think are good. So you get a wide range of what is good in both your industry and then specifically to the people you're either trying to kind of get on as clients or the people you're applying. You know, you may be applying for somebody's job and you want to see what they think high quality is, but you have to pay attention to that. We all can do a better job of paying attention to and understanding what quality is to somebody else, not just to us. So you can also ask a lot of people about that. You can really start to come up with the details of what quality looks like in terms of either being a better employee at a job you're trying to get, or what a great web design looks like in that case, and ask a few people. Don't get discouraged if somebody says, hey, you don't fit that. But again, there's a balance there. Be realistic, but don't be discouraged as well. Don't be afraid to take chances. But specifically, think about what your client thinks is high quality, not just what you think is high quality. And that will really, really help. Because if you're shooting for something specific, a specific job, all it matters is what they think high quality is and how well you can match that at the best price, at the quickest, and the most consistently. I can tell you that that's all I care about. Personally, I don't necessarily care if somebody went to a great university or what their past is, or I like to see what their past is, but I care about them understanding what we need at that time, how well and how deeply they can understand it, and not just saying they can understand it, but showing me they can consistently deliver that over time. And we're hiring reporters all over the world. You'll see another video on our YouTube channel or believeitunes.com or believeandroid.com. There's an audio. You can download the audio and on your phone for us hiring reporters all over the world. And so that's what we're looking for too. So the second thing you can do, and we all can do, because this applies to everybody one way or another. Read the job ads carefully, or read the postings. We're going to go over, you know, you may be a freelancer providing a service, or you may be a real estate agent, or read whatever somebody wants very, very carefully. I would say 70% of people that apply over the years, over 12 years and thousands of people that have applied, that I've looked at job submissions or resumes, 70%, if we ask, you know, tell us the hours you're available, tell us what you think quality is in terms of this, show us examples, and a third thing, what's your desired hourly rate? They may have a reason for it, but so many people are applying for jobs, trying to get work, that sometimes our people won't even look at the work if somebody misses one of those things, because we have to focus on who can pay attention to details the best and understand. So understanding our theme for this show and our previous segment as well. A caller submitted the question on at believecontest.com and may win a $250 gift card because it was a great question. But it's really understanding. Understanding is love, and understanding can make you successful. And 70% of people don't read the actual ad and really don't take the time to understand what quality is to the other person that they're trying to basically get paid by. So that's really important. And read things back. Part of understanding that we all can do a better job of, me as well. I had to learn this. I didn't know this growing up. I didn't know this. I had one job managing a big gym after college. One quote unquote real job, right? Before I had my own companies or even worked by myself. But I had to learn what understanding is, how you actually do that. And what you want to do is repeat back in your own words what somebody wants. And you don't have to say paragraphs necessarily, But you want to make sure you're on the same page, that you're connecting, and they know that you understand and you're quick. And then you don't just want to do that once. You want to be consistent with that. All the time do it. Because people have vastly different ideas of what quality is, what being on time is. And so you need to, when you're reading the job ad and you're replying to it, go over what they want in your own words. And it may seem like you shouldn't need to do that, but trust me, if you do this, you will stand out if you do it well. Just showing somebody you understand what they want, and then that you can proactively do it over time, that will make an employer or clients so happy if you do that all the time, because they will feel secure with you. And we'll get into this in a future video or audio, a future show. Trust is the most valuable currency in the world. Trust. So give them options when you're understanding them and their job ad. You know, maybe you're not 100% sure what they want, because let's be honest, employers can improve as well. Employers and clients, and even all of us, we get more clear on what we want over time, right? So give them options when you're trying to understand, you know, do you want something like this or this? And really be proactive and tell them how you would adjust and learn what they want and go over it. And I know that it sounds like overkill, but it's just not something that's done. And most people, we don't understand each other. That's why we're working on it, right? We want to get so there are less wars and less everything, less stuff going on in the world. Understanding is love, and understanding can make you rich. Understanding can make you successful. So number three, be willing to think outside of the box. Don't just apply for jobs that you're only qualified for, or that your parents tell you you're only qualified for, or your husband or your wife or whoever. You have to be able to do the job, understand things, get it done, do it for free if you have to. You don't have to get taken advantage of, but, you know, be smart. Depends on your current situation. But I have a friend, and this friend was applying for a job in New York City from Michigan. And what he did was really amazing, actually. There were 100 people or so that applied to this job, and he found out who the people working at this company were. He called them, he found their phone number somehow, started talking to them, somehow got the number of their boss, and drove from Michigan to New York without telling them, and just said, I drove 10 hours, I'm here to apply. And, you know, here's why I can do this job. And he got the job, and they didn't even look at the other resumes. And that was a sales job, I think pharmaceutical sales. And that was an amazing story. It's Scott, and I haven't talked to him in a while, and I hope he's doing well. I really do. So that's an example of a story where it's a risk. It might backfire. People might be like, you didn't have to do that. We don't work that way. It depends on the job. It depends on the company. That was actually a large company. So sometimes if you get a smaller company, again, it can go either way, but it depends how badly you want to improve. That was actually a big jump for him. He was a little bit younger. I think it was after college, a few years after college, after university. But he took the risk and it paid off. And being able to do that makes sense. You might want to work in only your city because your family's there. But if you can double your salary and then move up in a year from now back in your city at a different company, it might be a risk worth taking. In fact, there might not be any jobs where you are. So you might have to do that. Think outside of the box in terms of what you want to do. Same thing with getting clients. We're going to talk about ways to do that, but you could think the only way I can get real estate leads is word of mouth. That's not necessarily true. There could be a lot of ways to get leads in real estate. Some of them paid, some of them free. If you're a real estate agent, you might have to go to a different city. In the United States, when you get licensed as a realtor and you sell property, you usually get a state license. If you're trying to sell property here in Miami, sell real estate, and things aren't selling, you may have to go, let's say they might be selling in the panhandle. You may have to go up to the panhandle. I don't know that that analogy is actually true right now, but that's an analogy that can work no matter what industry you're in. And sometimes we have to think outside of the box to kind of get outside of our comfort zone and try new things. So let's be willing to do that. No, it's a risk. It could backfire. You have to weigh it out and take a chance. Take a chance. Be willing to take a chance. So the fourth thing, this one is really important. I'm so excited you're here. I'm honored to be helping you if I'm helping you. I'm absolutely honored. The fourth thing is be on time or be early 100% of the time and do what you say you're going to do. Be that person. You be that person. Don't worry about the other people, the employers and all of us. We all are working to do what we say we're going to do better and be on time. And nobody's 100%. I'm pretty high, but nobody's 100%. But do the best you can and don't make an excuse that you're doing the best you can. To be honest, just do it. I had another video, the Championship Business and Life Formula. Our coach, Lloyd Carr, national championship football coach at the University of Michigan. I played wide receiver there. He just used to yell it, be on time. And if you weren't on time, you were up in the stands in the snow the next day at 6 a.m. sitting there thinking about how you should be on time. And you know what? People were on time early. And it does carry over. It's sort of like negative reinforcement. If you want to think about it in the positive way, it's so rare in some places to be on time and be early that you will stand out. And if you do what you say you're going to do all the time, or you let people know what's going on, if you want to get a better job or you want to get more clients, you will stand out. You will stand out. You will be an absolutely amazing employee or an amazing service provider. You will be so unbelievable, people will want to refer you to others, because that is rare to always do that. Not just doing it once, and I want to emphasize that. If you tell somebody you do that, a lot of people, you know, we want to do our best, but consistency over time means everything. So do it all the time and have examples as to the proof of you doing that all the time. That will get somebody's attention, because chances are they have heard that before, that somebody's on time and does what they say. They may not have heard that a lot, but they want to see it. Their actions. Your actions have to be equal to or greater than your words. Your words can be really great, but the actions have to be equal to or greater than your words. And find out what their definition of reliable is. So you have references they can call to see that you are on time and you're reliable, and you have proof that you can do it over time. But you want to find out what their definition of reliable is. In some places in the world, I've been all over the world, in some places in New York City, on time means on time, generally speaking. In some places, it means 15 minutes late. Let's not take a chance. Let's be early and let the other people be late. And, you know, love them for it. And just say you're glad to see them. And we try to be positive, which can be tough if you're always on time. Because it can be tough. But we want to forgive them, forgive ourselves for having, you know, try to do the best we can. But you be the one on time. You be the one doing what you say you're going to do. And we can support, and the more people do that, and we thank them for trying to be on time if they're not, that's something better we all can do. But you do it, and find out what, if you want a job or you want more clients, find out what their definition of their expectations are, what their definition of reliable is. So that leads us into number five, these seven easy steps to getting a better job and getting more clients. Number five, under promise and over deliver. This one is really awesome because most people, a lot of times, I will say it's probably over 50% of people currently, but we're going to work on that. We're going to help, right? We're going to help. We're going to help by talking about how amazing it is when people do their best and to help people to learn what that is. And that's what I'm doing right now. So most overpromise and underdeliver. They make a big promise and they're not quite able to match it because they might have a great intention and they're trying their best, but they're not able to do it because that's what they want to do. And we just have to be conscious of ourselves and the reality of what we can actually do. I haven't set a schedule out for this show yet. I was going to try to do one episode Monday through Thursday initially. Initially, I was going to try to do seven episodes a week. Full episodes split into clips. I didn't make any promises to anybody, the audience or anybody else. And the truth is it was way too much and it's not going to happen right away. So just get a realistic idea of what you can do, even if your intentions are to really overperform. Just before we make any promises, make sure you take it down a couple notches, and you can always over-deliver, but if you over-promise and under-deliver and do less than you said you were going to do, that's going to be, unfortunately, something that doesn't set you apart. What's going to set you apart is when you promise something and then you give more than somebody expected. And so you set your promises a little bit lower and you over-deliver. And then you can always be that person that somebody looks at and says, I'm going to get 10 times the effort from them that I expect. And I will say, when I played football, American football for our international viewers and listeners, I was that person. I'm a small white guy, and they got 100 times what somebody would expect from me. And I made sure of that every single day, and everybody knew it. And I could have been much better and all that. It's just a sport. But at that time, it was like life or death. Like, that was my whole life at that time in my life. It's just a game. I know now. Nobody told me that, right? Nobody told me that at the time. I thought it was like life or death. And I got, people looked at me and they knew they were going to get 100 times what they expected. And so be that person as well. There is nothing preventing you or anybody from being that person. It's simply always doing more than what you promise you're going to do. And communicating, but always just take your intentions. All of us usually have great intentions. Take your intentions and what you say, take it down a few notches. And then when you deliver, people are going to be surprised. They're going to think, wow, this person told me this, and actually they're the one person that actually does more than they say. And we can all do a better job of that, myself included, as a species, humanity. So that was step number five. And the last thing I'll say about that very quickly is, evaluate yourself and your current skills. So when you're deciding what you're going to promise somebody, be honest about what you can do. If I were to say about this show to a network like NBC or something, I can deliver a show at that quality right now. I can't do it with my own money. I mean, I have some money, but that could take millions of dollars, right? And so that wouldn't be something I have to evaluate reality. I could do that given certain circumstances and great people involved as well. But the reality is the reality. And so it's okay to be realistic, but believe in yourself. And we can always improve. And by doing these things I'm talking about in this audio or video on this show, believe, you can actually improve much more rapidly and do things you never thought were possible. Understand things and become aware of things in yourself and the world that you never thought were possible. And that's my goal for this company and this network. And I know that you can do that, specifically you watching or listening to this. All of us can. So be positive, but be honest and improve. And step number 6, understand the problems and the possible solutions before people ask. So sometimes if you understand an industry and an employer and somebody that you're trying to get as a client, you're going to know what those problems are, maybe even more than they know. They may have a lot of money and they're trying to do something and they're not aware of all the problems that exist, and you are. And if you're trying to get a better job, you might do research. Google is your best friend. Everything in life is about asking the right questions or making the right Google searches. Just figure out the Google search and then the follow-up Google search based on what you find. We're going to do a whole segment on that in a different episode. But asking the right questions and doing research, you might become aware of things that they're not even aware of. And you're going to amaze somebody by even bringing it up. They may not even have thought about that. You don't want to overdo it and kind of step on their toes, because after all, they're the one paying you. They're the one paying you. Remember that. So you want to kind of gradually test the waters, but you may be able to show them things they never thought they needed to know. And that would be so shocking and beautiful if they could count on you. Not only, you have to do the job they want you to do. I can't emphasize that enough, because again, it's about paying attention to what they want and what they think quality is, not you. Do the job they want you to do. And in addition to that, you can understand some problems and have possible solutions before people even ask for it. That will make you like unbelievable. And you research what those are if you want a better job and you're looking at jobs, and you make sure you cover what they want, not just what you think is important. But then after that, in addition to that, you might maybe bring these things up and they will think you're really amazing. You can do that work for free before they even asked if you really want the job. And again, you don't have, depends on your life situation. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do anything. It just depends how bad you want something and how many other people there are. And you know, sometimes it could backfire. You have to weigh the risk. Sometimes you have to take a chance and you have to stand out. So make sure to address in detail what they want first. And in addition, you can come up with these other things, additional information about the industry and the problems they might face. You can research their company specifically and tread carefully, because you don't want to alienate them and make them think they're doing a bad job. They may have put their whole life's work into something, and it's a lot easier to say things than to do them. Remember that. So when we identify problems, there's a lot of things I know that I'm going to share with you on this show. You know, doing it and sharing it and explaining it in the right way, putting everything together so we'll get viewers and listeners, and doing it is a different story versus just, oh, you could do this better and that better. And we all can do things better, me included. Every single thing we could do probably quote unquote better. So you tread carefully, but you can research their website and who they are, and you can come up with things that will really, really help them that they might not even know about. and find out what not only the problems in the industry or issues are in the industry are, but what the problems might be for their business. And if somebody wants a website designed and they, you know, the requirements, you see their old website. If you have five options of what the new website looks like, mock-ups, without them asking, and it looks amazing. And, you know, you're not going to just necessarily give it to them. But if you have that done and it's unbelievable, people are going to like take notice, because it takes a lot to take action. It takes a lot to actually do something. So people can talk all day about the great job they're going to do, but when it actually comes to doing it, it's a different story sometimes. And if you're already taking that action and you've already done it and you haven't even applied, you're applying for the job or applying to get the client, they're going to be like blown away. If you get a meeting with a big client, potential big client that wants to buy a property, and you're just meeting them for the first time, and you know it's a word of mouth referral, and you're a real estate agent, and you're going to meet them to talk about what they want. If you hear from their friend or their colleague that referred them to you, and you have a presentation laid out with possibilities before they've even asked for it, when they're not expecting it, again, you don't want to overstep. You might get there and they might just want to talk. But if they're open to it and you understand what they want as they're talking, so you don't just come out with things what you think you should do for them. Again, sometimes if you're ignoring what the other person wants and you do this, you're going to lose. But if you understand deeply what they want, their pain or their real desire, and then you present things along the lines of what they want, and you've already done the work or some work, you will blow people away. And this, it doesn't matter what job you're applying for or what type of client you're trying to get. This can apply to every single field, every job, everything. If you identify what quality is and what that specific person's issues are, and you really want it, if you do this, you will stand out. So you find out what their problems are, find out possible solutions. If they're frustrated about other real estate agents, property agents not calling them back, feel their pain, understand it, and then do it. Don't just say you're going to do it and not. Right? Really, really do it. Do a great job at it consistently without excuses over and over again, and they will love you and refer other people to you. You will make more money. The last thing I can tell you, step 7, consider getting an assistant consider getting a recruiter or a headhunter or a job recruiting agency to work for you. Many times people don't have the time to do things. They don't have the time to get more clients because they're trying to do everything themselves. And they're not applying to enough jobs. And they're not thinking outside of the box because they don't have enough time or money to do that. And I'm going to show you a way to think about doing this. And it doesn't have to cost a lot. You can get an assistant for a couple dollars an hour. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world. There are people that want to make money. And some of them, I heard something years ago. If somebody can do something 80% of what you want or how you would do it, that's really good. And if they're reliable at all, at a couple dollars an hour, if that's not a lot of money to you, you can be more flexible with that as well. You can even have two people doing that. There's some great people in Indonesia. They need jobs, and I'm going to show you where to find them. And again, You'll have to, everything I'm talking about, if you're going to hire an assistant, you're going to see what I'm talking about. You're going to see how rare it is to do these things. So you can point them to this video if you'd like. They get a free education. Some of the things we want to do with this company, Believe, is give you a better education if we could, or more, I would say, an additional education to what you could find at major, large universities. I went to the University of Michigan, a great university, one of the best, took business classes there at a great business school, ranked, I think, in the top 10 in the country or the top 4 or something like that. And there's a lot I had to learn on my own after. The majority I could learn for free. I'm going to be honest with you. In my particular line of work, which was having my own companies and doing my own thing and things like that. But I know the reality of the situation. You need to learn how to make money, and that's what we're going to help you to do in many cases for free. So you can pass on this valuable information and hope that it helps them as well. Give them the YouTube link or believeiTunes.com, believeAndroid.com. They can download the audio, the podcast version of the show and this specific clip. And that could really help them. But you're going to notice when you try to get an assistant how rare these things are. And you're going to understand what I'm saying when you go to hire people. And most of us have hired somebody for something, a job to do inside of your house, a contractor, and you know that these steps are rare and they will help you to stand out if we really take them to heart and just understand that all of us can do a better job at them, but let's not have excuses. Let's do it like Nike and just do it, right? So you can consider working online and consider getting an assistant. And there are some websites, I'm putting it on the screen for our YouTube viewers. We've got Upwork.com, UPWORK.com. A lot of people know about this site. Some people don't. A lot of people don't know. And you can either find work on this site or you can hire an assistant, some of them at a very reasonable rate. And you're going to see, I would say if you're posting a job ad, be very clear about what you want and then also put things in numbers. People love lists, number one, number two, number three. And then at the bottom, you could ask them, did you answer questions number one through three? Did you remember? Or, you know, put it in the nicest way possible, right? I love when people answer number one through three. Did you remember to do it? And they will love you for it. They will love you for that clarification. And actually, when you do that, more people will actually read the job ad and not just reply with a form cover letter that doesn't pay attention. And so if you need to get a better job and you don't have time, I think almost everybody could afford $4 a day of, and you might have to go through a couple assistants to find a good one. And, you know, we try to be nice, but sometimes things don't work out because of people, the compatibility or whatever the case may be. And $4 a day, if you're making $10 an hour and you're making $80 a day, you can afford $4 a day for somebody working a couple hours looking at jobs for you. And they could look for jobs for you on Upwork. You could be a writer. You could do freelance work. Or you could get more programming clients and you can make a lot of money, $50 an hour. I mean, good programmers are in demand, right? But you can also look at Craigslist all over the country, not just your city. Craigslist.org, Craigslist.org. And actually, it's all over the world. So Craigslist is everywhere. And most people in the US know about Craigslist. But your assistant might not. If they're in Indonesia, they may not know about Craigslist. So you may have to tell them where to look, where to try to get clients. And you can also have them look, or you can look yourself on guru.com. You can find an assistant there. I find the prices are a little bit higher. We're going to do a whole segment on this in the future, in a future show, I believe. And there's freelancer.com. And then regarding Craigslist, you can see it on screen, but there's searchtempest.com. So that's search and then T-E-M-P-E-S-T.com. And you can actually search Craigslist all cities or specific U.S. states, or you can search all cities at once and actually have your assistant look for clients or things like that all over the country or in a specific region, so you're not just limiting yourself to one city. And I think that's really awesome. So, you know, you could also have people write a script for you to do some of these things in an automated fashion. You can have people, a programmer, and again, so you're going to find out these things are rare when you try to have somebody do work. You have to be very clear about what you want, and you're going to find the ones that do what I'm telling you in the video. When you try to hire somebody to do some programming or write an automated script, you're going to find these things are very rare. But you can have automated tools. You want to make sure it's legal, but you can have automated ways to find new jobs or have them check new websites every day or make postings to new websites every day. If you're a service provider, you're posting to Craigslist every day. If you're a realtor, you're doing something else, but this is something really important. Some people we don't think about, and we don't trust people enough to do this, or we think we don't have enough money to do it. And I really recommend this. And you're going to put these principles, these seven steps, into action and see it when other people do it. And you're going to see how much you appreciate that. So I really hope this helped you. I'm so honored to be here with you today. It's an honor to help you if I could. Again, you can go to believecontest.com and ask me your question. After you complete the steps, you enter your email, you'll get our phone number, our WhatsApp number for international callers. And in our earlier segment, the other segment, we had a caller, our first caller from the Bronx, New York. And it was really awesome. So if you go to believecontest.com, the best question will win a $250 gift card. Right now, we're doing this multiple times a month, and it's really cool. So I want to help you specifically with your question. And the way to ask me your question, I'm Nicholas Upchurch. You go to believecontest.com. Go to believeitunes.com if you want to subscribe on iTunes. It really helps us. Also, believeandroid.com for Android, and then on YouTube, youtube.com/believeloveyou. And I'm so excited you're here. I wish you the most prosperous life possible for you. With all my heart and soul, if you can feel my desire for you to be prosperous, to have the best job, the most fulfilling job, and I'm giving you step-by-step things because I know that's what would help you, to just get more clients, get a better job, and then ultimately, when you watch our other videos and listen to our audios and things like that, it's bringing it all together so that we're all connected. All of the things that we become more aware of can help us. It seems crazy, especially to men, but we become more aware of ourselves and others, and we can do things we never thought possible. So I'm Nicholas Upchurch. Thank you for watching or listening to Believe. Have a great, great, great day or night wherever you are in the world, and I'll talk to you again soon.